This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. NATO allies France and Turkey stood at odds Wednesday as international tensions mounted over the worst clashes between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces since the mid-1990s. On this fourth day of fighting, Azerbaijan and the ethnic Armenian enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh accused each other of shelling along the line of contact that divides them. Dozens have been reported killed and hundreds wounded in fighting since Sunday that has spread far beyond the enclave's borders, threatening to spill over into all-out war between the former Soviet republics. The re-eruption of one of the, quote, frozen conflicts, end quote, has raised concerns about stability in the region, a corridor for pipelines carrying oil and gas to world markets. French President Emmanuel Macron said France was extremely concerned by, quote, warlike messages from Turkey, end quote, which have removed Azerbaijan's inhibitions in reconquering the area. France is home to many people of Armenian ancestry. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Wednesday for an immediate infusion of $15 billion to a global pool for the procurement and distribution of COVID-19 vaccines at a virtual summit hosted by the world body. The ACT Accelerator, led by the World Health Organization, has received around $3 billion of the $38 billion needed to meet the goal of producing and delivering 2 billion vaccine doses, 245 million treatments, and 500 million diagnostic tests over the next year. Notable new pledges include an additional $117 million by German Chancellor Angela Merkel beyond what Germany has already committed. And Britain's foreign minister said his country has committed $320 million. This is VOA News. The Afghan government and Taliban negotiators are nearing a compromise on a key sticking point that has stalled peace talks in Doha, a senior Afghan official said Wednesday. Talks started in the Qatari capital on September 12th, but an optimistic beginning was marred by ongoing violence and discussions got bogged down by disagreements over which interpretation of Islam should be used to frame laws in a post-conflict Afghanistan. The first U.S. presidential debate between Republican President Donald Trump and challenger Joe Biden likely attracted a much smaller audience than the record set 4 years ago. That's according to preliminary ratings data cited by The Hollywood Reporter. An estimated 28.8 million people tuned in on broadcast networks ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox, below the 45.3 million viewers who watched the debate on those channels in 2016. Data from additional networks will be released later Wednesday. After 90 minutes of near chaos in Cleveland, some voters are weighing in on that first presidential debate. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In Michigan, Trump supporter Londa Gadd watched the president and Joe Biden go off topic and after each other.
And it wasn't presidential.
While she wishes the president was a bit more low-key, she's okay with him being aggressive.
Because he's got to fight to get his truth out. He did it tonight. I was like, yeah.
But in Missouri, Biden backer Andrea Cole says it was just a sideshow.
It's really a disservice to, you know, the American people.
Australian analyst Stan Grant summed up what many international watchers said. The debate represented a fundamentally divided America.
It was a barometer of the country.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia, like many other nations in the world, is closely following the U.S. presidential campaign as the United States is one of the world's top economies. That's what the Kremlin spokesman told reporters on a daily conference call Wednesday. He added that Russia doesn't, quote, want to make any statements because it could be viewed as an attempt to intervene into the election process, end quote. He said Russia has never and is not going to intervene in U.S. domestic affairs. Chinese authorities formally approved the arrest Wednesday of 12 Hong Kong activists caught last month while allegedly trying to flee the city for Taiwan. The group has snared some 70 kilometers southeast of the city August 23rd while trying to escape by boat, authorities said at the time, adding that they were handed to police in Shenzhen, a mainland city bordering Hong Kong. They had since disappeared into China's judicial system with lawyers struggling to access them, and family members expressing fear over their fate. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.